Okay, so hey, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jim.
And welcome to Hopscotch. We've got our, special guest this evening.
That's right, the one who's got his hand up in the corner.
Jacob.
Okay, if indeed you would like, I can send the boy upstairs.
Yep, that's all right.
All right.
Jake and I are always good.
Oh, I know.
You all right? Okay.
In the last podcast, we talked about the sampler pack from Glenlivet, and we reviewed in reverse order the 18, the 15, and the 12-year-old.
And we decided we liked the 12-year-old.
The 12, right, which was a surprise to us.
It was.
Well, I mean, we knew we liked the 12 because we had that
before.
But we had never had the other two.
Right. We've never had the sampler pack before.
So Grandma Cat's challenge to us
was, well, how do you know you don't like a 20-year-old scotch if you haven't tried a 20-year-old scotch? I bet it is that much better. Right. And I said, it can't be that much better.
Right. The argument was, or at least our thinking was, how much better incrementally is it going to be than the 18s or whatever we had had up to that point?
Because let's think about it. A 12-year-old scotch cost us about $50.
Right.
A 20-year-old scotch would cost us about $200. So let's take a look at, is it four times as good?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
That's what we're here for.
All right. So I have in my hand Glenlivet Archive, single malt scotch. 21 years aged. This is a nice looking bottle. I mean, this is a very dark, deep color.
This is wonderful.
This is a beautiful bottle.
Oh, look at that.
Comes in a nice wooden box.
Right, looks like oak.
It's got a little velvet base to it.
Yeah, right.
You know, check that out.
Yeah. The color of it looks fantastic.
It's dark. I mean, this is a deep, rich color.
It's right up there with the Macallan.
Nice cork. Got a nice little 21 stamped on top of it.
Yeah.
Have a take a look and a whiff of that.
Oh, look at that. That's fabulous.
What was that, Jacob?
It's spelled that from here.
Okay. That's fabulous. We've just been informed that you can smell this in the corner of the room.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow. There's a scent to it.
It is, you get that sweetness?
Oh, it's very sweet. It's got a soft scent. It's not,
yeah.
The iodine isn't there.
Not like the 18.
The flavor's there. You can almost feel the flavor from the scent alone.
If it tastes anything like it smells, this is going to be.
This is fabulous. This is a. If you warm it, and then you get a little of that.
A little
iodine,
bit of the iodine.
But it's wow.
Yeah.
This has got a floral scent.
Mm-hmm. Definitely sweet.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
Mm.
My friend.
All right. Well, it doesn't taste nearly as sweet as it smells. But.
Wow.
But, oh.
Wow.
Do you feel the vanilla on the sides of your tongue to the back?
Okay, so I think this is the most complex Glenlivet I've ever tasted.
Yeah, this one we're going to have to separate.
There's a lot to this.
There's
a lot to this.
As soon as I started talking, other flavors started to pop in my mouth. It was.
There's that. It's a creamy finish.
Yeah. Creamy finish.
Not a ton of heat. It's actually a cool heat. Can you say cool heat?
Yeah.
Where it feels cool to the tongue and it warms the back of the throat.
Which typically we feel with the stones. This is
without the stones.
This is neat. Now, but a little bit of heat on my tongue, not so much on the finish.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, actually, there's your initial taste is a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you feel the flavor throughout your mouth, the back of your tongue and your cheeks, that's where it's cool.
Yeah.
And then, and you're finished when you swallow it, there's none of that, you don't have that chest of warmth.
No.
Not at all.
No.
See what I mean?
There's a lot going on here.
Oh, yeah.
That vanilla, though, is very present.
What's interesting is
for the finish.
You have that iodine feel, but you know what it does? It kind of revs up your tongue for the rest of the flavors.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, boom, wake up. You're going to want to be here for this.
Yeah.
And then when it comes in, there's that little sweetness to it.
The sweetness is more almost an aftertaste.
And remember what I said with the 12, how it was almost like it's a dry finish?
Yeah.
This isn't.
No.
This is like, the finish itself is almost a non-event. The flavor lingers.
Yes.
But there's not a, like I said, there's no heat. So you don't have that, this is this, you know, you've finished this yeah. taste of whiskey. So it's a non-finishing whiskey. It's yeah. a lingering. Oh, and you can even taste a little wood in this. It's after the fact. You can't taste it while you're sipping it and while yeah. you're drinking it. But after your taste settles, that's where you still have that little woody aftertaste mm-hmm. to it. It's a sweet woody aftertaste. It's not like a, you know, it's not like a harsh, you know, burnt wood or a, there's no mud or peat or anything
no.
to this. But this is fantastic.
This is, this is so far and away better than
mm-hmm.
the 12 up till now of all the Glenlivets that we've tasted was my favorite.
Okay, so I'm willing to, and this is just a 2 sips to the neat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, yeah, a 20-year-old age scotch has a character to it.
And this was the challenge, by the way.
And here's the funny part is the 18 no. was a good scotch.
Good.
The subtleties were not to our liking.
No.
It was 18 years, but rougher, you know, like it took on yeah. the harsher characteristics of the aging process of the wood, of,
yeah.
of the charred oak. The 15, not as harsh, not as...
Right, not so much.
You know, not those exact characteristics. The 12, much milder, smoother, whatever we want to call it,
yeah.
had a different taste and feel to it as if it was literally a different scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this goes beyond all of that, and
yes.
it gets to a level of sweetness and sophistication that you don't get from, you know, some of your better 12-year-old scotches.
Right.
I'm not going to say I'm surprised, because, you know, people have always talked about, you know, the good scotches are the good scotches.
Yeah. Complexity. There's so much going on.
There is. There's so many different flavors. There's that...
Just the way it hits your tongue from front to back.
There's that sweet, creamy, you know, vanilla taste to it. There's that...
And that's more of an aftertaste.
Again, but there's that iodine...
You know, up front.
Pricks the tip of your tongue
yep.
saying... Wake up, you've got to use all your taste buds for this one.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if that's not what it does. All right, so Jim, I got to put a drop of water in this.
We have to try it with a drop because there's a lot going on here.
And
we can bust it up a bit.
I want to see if I can pull out some.
I'm going to give myself just a drop more whiskey before
yeah,
I
think
put
I got to
in.
Do the same thing. Just a touch. Oh, wow. Water gives you a little sweetness in the scent.
Yeah, it does bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells warm.
Mm-hmm.
A little heat in the nostrils. Mm. Oh, much creamier.
Yes, it's creamier, but you know, I liked it neat.
I did too. This is much creamier, but it took all of the spice or the...
It takes what I'll call the taste bud alarm clock away.
Yes, it takes that it, right away.
That wake up, boom.
It flattens it out.
It does.
It didn't really break apart much. It just kind of enhanced the vanilla.
It doesn't hurt this whiskey at all.
It's still terrific, but I'm with you. You get more complexity
mm-hmm.
when you drink it neat.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, though. This is good. This is a good whiskey.
Mm.
I think I'm going to enjoy this on rocks. I think I'm going to enjoy this just on rocks with no water, plain and simple.
And
I think, in fact, this...
The assumption is it's not going to change the complexity.
When we talked about the ice and the rocks with the 12...
With the 12, yeah.
That's the little stepchild of this, the way it is with just a little water. It's cooler,
yeah.
A little cooler.
Yeah.
It's got the subtle hints of those same flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Creamy, sweet... Little iodine-y, lingering still.
Not much, though.
Creamier, you know, I keep saying creamy over and over because I don't know. It's silky, as you called it.
Yeah.
It still has that silky presence to it.
Like chocolate milk is silky.
Okay.
Texture, I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly, right. You know what? This okay. already exceeded expectations.
My new favorite scotch.
It better be. It didn't disappoint. Here's the thing.
No.
You get a scotch like this. You get this type of
I'd say the 18 disappointed because I had other expectations. I expected closer to this.
I expected the 18 to be much closer to this, and it's nowhere near.
No. If anything, the 12 is closer to this, except not as complex.
You can draw the line from that 12 to this 21.
Right.
You cannot...
It's aging all the good qualities of the 12. Well, what we find good.
You could not get to this 21 from that 18.
It's a funny process because...
Because if you draw the line from this 12 to that 15 to that 18, it doesn't end here. This goes well beyond that 12. Yeah. If you're on a road heading west from 12 to 21, you're somehow going southeast to get there.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got to try this with the whiskey stones.
Chill these rocks a little bit and see where we go.
All right, here we go. Cools it right down.
Right. Yes, it does. It cools it. The scent is... I won't say the scent is subdued. I would say it is cool. It is literally... It's like a winter day.
Hmm. I like that.
As with the 12, if you just put your hands on the bottom of the glass...
It's been less than a minute.
It's cold.
And
it
is cold.
Literally
cold. It's about as cold as it can be right now. Well,
I would say that...
I'd say it got a little bit of the heat back on my tongue.
Yep.
Kept the creamy.
Yep. I don't...
Dried out the finish, maybe?
Yeah. It's colder on the back of your tongue than it is on the front. That's what I would say about this whiskey, too. It is colder on the back of your tongue.
Neat is still, I think, the way to drink it.
I wholeheartedly agree. If anything,
I like the water better than the rocks.
Okay, so I like the rocks a little better than the water. You like the water a little better than the rocks.
I think I like the creaminess of the water better.
I think that this whiskey stands on its own. Why did we bother?
It's like we polluted it.
Yes, we didn't pollute it. Let's just say we've public schooled it. We've dumbed it down. We've taught to the lowest common denominator. That's what we've done. This whiskey is a genius on its own. I mean, congratulations. We now know that a 21-year-old scotch is indeed.
Well, we know it's better than an 18.
Yeah.
Well, at least in the Glenlivet.
It's better than the 18. The Glenlivet 21, this is...
This is the finest scotch I've had.
This is the finest scotch I've had. This is by far the best scotch I've ever had.
Yeah, I'd say by far. This is not something you're going to run out and get.
No, this is no cheap bottle of scotch.
No, this is not. You saw it for what?
I saw it for $196 in one of our stores. And we have so far put about a quarter,
we put a good herd out of today.
Quarter of this bottle, third of this bottle.
Yeah, roughly a third.
And this will now be saved for banner occasions.
Very special occasions.
I mean, maybe I'm hoping I can hold on to this when my oldest actually graduates from high school, if it's ever possible. That sort of thing. Well, this is what I'm thinking. As we get into this further into our venture, we've hovered in the $50 range. We've been up to the 60-something. We've been
in the 80s, too.
Occasionally around 80.
Yeah.
I see us as when we really find something that we really want to try, regardless of what its price is, the two of us will work a way to do it.
Sure.
And, you know, so far we've had a lot of different scotches. I say we generally hover in the 12-year range.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that changing.
No.
Scotch is a beautiful thing, and there's not that many of them, but there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can still look at different scotches, different whiskeys, different types of specialty spirits,
mm-hmm.
and do some more podcasts in that direction. But we'll still, I think from time to time, we're going to have to do some. I know one specific occasion coming up that I want to get a similar type of bottle for. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing that sometime within the next year or so.
Okay. I look forward to it.
I do as well. But anyways, I think we've
hit this every way we can. The Glenlivet 21. An amazing, amazing scotch. If you can taste it, sample it, whatever. Somebody offers you one, you do not turn this one down.
You will love it. I love it, Jim. It's got
something for every taste.
There's something for every scotch drinker.
Yeah.
I think this has got it. And I think Glenlivet, like the Macallan, markets to the masses.
Well, yeah.
It's a single malt scotch, so it's not a market to the masses. But as far as single malt scotches go, it serves the wider audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Macallan certainly does. It's one of the more popular.
Absolutely.
And for a good reason, which we discussed. This one's wonderful. We have a big debt of gratitude to Grandma Cat
helping
us with this one.
Grandma Cat, God bless.
Thank you so much.
You know, she's very sweet.
She's a wonderful lady. She's very good to
I'm looking forward to her trip down here. The least I can do is cook her a few nice meals and send her home.
Next weekend, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to it as well. We love her as well. So, thank you for sharing this with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming along and sharing it with me.
Absolutely.
Scotch is used much like a growler of beer.
Here we go.
Yep. A fine scotch cannot be enjoyed alone.
No.
It absolutely needs to be shared with friends.
That's right.
And there's no finer friend for sharing my fine scotch. Jim, to us.
God bless you, my friend. All right, so we have so much lined up. I mean, we keep adding to our list of stuff. We've got an actual inventory of stuff.
We've got
physical inventory.
We literally have bottles lined up, and we have others on order.
And we have a list of stuff yet to come.
We're
not going anywhere.
We are not avoiding you on purpose.
No.
And at some time, we will be back to our every other week schedule.
That'll be nice.
So, Jim, thanks very much. I had a wonderful evening.
So did I. And life is good.
And life is good.
And it's that much better.
With fine whiskey.
Like the Glenlivet 21.
Exactly.
All right. My name's Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And I'm Jake. And this is Hot Scotch World.
Jake, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
You were wonderful. You were terrific. You've been wanting to sit in on a podcast ever since we started.